It's a Terling Tourism Tuesday, presented by AO Tourism on News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. It is Terling Tuesday. It's not Travis Tuesday. I got in trouble for that, by the way.
Yeah. Last time I was here, Anthony was gone, and I tried to take the tagline. I got in trouble.
I don't know who got in trouble. Mad.
Nobody got mad.
It's all good vibes.
Love it.
He saw me at the ball game. He said, "Heard it was Travis Tuesday," and I was like, "Yeah, it was Terling Tourism Tuesday." He said, "That's not what I heard." I said, "People hear what they want to hear on the radio anyway. That's what we tell everybody." So you brought a guest with you, Dr. Sim
from the Auburn University School of Kinesiology. And what's awesome and fascinating, Ben knows this, I share this with him every time in public, whether it's my postal mail person that tells me she hears us on radio. That's how Dr. Sim, he's an avid listener of the program. So we love local radio, right?
And yes, we do.
Amazing.
Yes,
so
we do.
That's exactly how Dr. Sim heard about and the opportunity to come on Tourism Tuesday.
We love to meet
Travis
friends of the program. That's what we call listeners, friends of the program.
Yes. So we wanted to bring Dr. Sim on to tell us a little bit about what, you know, you do at the school, but also this awesome, great new program that's happening at Auburn for physical therapy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me, guys.
Sure.
So at Auburn University, we are starting a new physical therapy program, and I have the privilege and the honor to be the founding director for it. And over the past 2 years, literally, I started on 1st of Jan, 2023. Over the past 2 years, with the amazing leadership we have at the university and the amount of investment that has gone into the infrastructure, we have now built the brick and mortar that is required to support the program. And tomorrow, for the first time, we're going to bring in 32 candidates to interview for our charter cohort.
Wow.
And then we'll repeat it with another 32 candidates on Friday so that these 64 candidates are competing for a spot in a class of 38 of Doctor of Physical Therapy students, the inaugural class of physical therapy that will then treat the future of physical therapy in Alabama.
Wow. And this is key to tourism.
Yeah.
When you text me about that, I mean, this is the kind of thing where when people ask us, they see, I don't know, big events and they go, oh, you guys work in tourism, you do football.
Right.
It's not just about the event either.
Yeah.
And you're 100% right. It's, you know, we talk about on the program, we don't want to disrespect football and what it does, because it's amazing for what it does for the community, what it does for the university, and obviously the dollars and cents, the economics of it. However, there are obvious other things that are super important to this community, and tourism has a lot of life cycle. It's kind of like that recycling sign. There's a lot of things that intertwine together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, off air, we were talking about that. You know, this is a workforce thing. This is an opportunity option. I have a niece that's actually applying to graduate schools for occupational therapy. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, if you would be in physical therapy, you could try to come to Auburn. Mm. But it's just seeing her walk through that part of her life and then knowing that there's 64 plus and what'd you say, 32? Spots that they're applying 38 for.
Spots.
38 spots. I mean, that's slim, but that's opportunity. And then those individuals, obviously, from a workforce standpoint, I personally know, and a lot of people have needed therapy, right? And you can talk about that, Dr. Sim, as far as the workforce need for therapy. But imagine these students graduate from Auburn and then stay in Auburn, Opelika, or in Alabama and serve our community.
Yeah, so workforce-wise, and that's the need for the program over here in Auburn, in southeastern Alabama, is there are five programs right now between five schools in Alabama. Overall, together, they graduate 162 students. Serendipitously, we have 38 more who will start graduating in 3 years, and so we'll have around 200 physical therapists graduating annually from Alabama. But do they serve in Alabama? That remains unknown, and a workforce survey should be done for it. But if I give you numbers by workforce numbers, right now, 95 physical therapists serve 100,000 Americans across the country. That's the average number.
Say that again.
95 for 100,000 Americans across the country.
Wow.
So that's a bleak number.
Yeah.
But when you bring it to Alabama, the number goes down to 32 licensed physical therapists for every 100,000 Alabamians. Reverse engineer that number the other way around, put it on the other side of the equation. That's one physical therapist for around 2,000 people.
Wow. And I am not an expert, obviously, but from a parent of someone, of a child, watched a lot of therapy, all types, and the need for specialized therapy. Yep. I imagine when you have that ratio of the current state, whether it's in our state or in our nation, that hinders the professional's job to be able to give really true. They're doing the best they can.
To provide the service.
However, the time, we only have so many hours in the day, and there's only so much one person can do.
Like I've joked about this for ages, that I wish I lived on Mars because the day is going to be a times and a half longer. then I'd have the time to do and serve the needs that are required. So even with that, it's going to be maybe a larger drop in the bucket. But something that's special about the program is that we intend to train individuals to not just stay in Auburn Opelika, but go back to their communities. If they're coming from Enterprise and Dothan and Eufaula, go back and set up a shop over there and serve your community over there. Because that's the thing that scares, the economics of it is what scares individuals. And they end up staying around the place that they trained.
Yeah.
Or they'll end up going to Atlanta or a big city because you can get a job over there. But if you're not looking for a job and you're looking for the value of serving your community, there are programs that can be set up so that you serve your community wherever you are.
Well, I guess that would be one of my questions, too, is do you guys continue to help them get back to their area to guide them in the right direction? Because I've told the story numerous times, a buddy of mine that he went to dental school, became a dentist. He said, but then when you get done, they're like, all right, go set up shop. See you later. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know that you got to do payroll now. You have to do
small business.
Insurance. Yes. You got to learn how to open doors. Everything from security systems to advertising to everything you could imagine. They don't teach you any of that in dental school. So that is something that he said that he would like to go back and change as far as, you know, his profession. So I didn't know if it was kind of the same way.
It's kind of the same way in general across the board. However, that's special about Auburn. So it's a multifaceted approach that we are taking to it. And one is we recognize that that's the issue. So the people, not the qualifications, not just the qualifications of the professors who we have hired and are in the process of hiring to support this program, are individuals who have done this in their lifetime and are now transitioning into academia so that they can teach that value.
I love that.
And so I love bragging on my faculty members because these are the people who are going to be training your future physical therapists. So like just yesterday, one of my faculty members started, and her name is Dr. Shana Carter. So she was born and brought up in rural North Carolina, the farm girl who milked the cows in the morning before going to school, and then got herself through school, and then raised the child while she was there doing that. And now she's a grandmother, but went through two doctoral degrees and supported herself. But something that's even more special about her, she owned her own practices, sold a few practices, and then half the year, she would travel around the country as a traveling physical therapist. Not many people sustained that for a decade. She did that for the past decade and would only take assignments in rural or native reservations. And she would drive her fifth wheel, live off of the fifth wheel over there for 2 or 3 months, serve that community, take that gallon bottle of milk, convert that into 7.5 pounds of weight, and use that as the weight because that's what you have right there.
Wow.
You don't have a gym.
Wow.
Entrepreneur. Yeah.
Exactly. And so those are the kind of professors who are going to be teaching our students that you don't have to be afraid of there is nothing where I come from, and if I go back, there will be nothing. How do I get enterprising and use it and build on it?
Awesome.
Very well said. Yeah. Dr. Sim with us, Anthony, as well as Travis with us. At least that's what he's going by today. We'll have more in a moment. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Talking about issues that matter to you. Auburn Opelika this morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Dr. Sim with us as we're talking physical therapy, and we're tying it in with tourism because it is tourism, Turtling Tourism Tuesday. Sorry, Travis.
Travis.
It's okay, guys. I don't need my name on it. I'm just happy to be here.
Hey, I didn't need mine either, but
He didn't ask for it either. We just stuck it on there.
The legendary Zach Blackerby surprised me, and so
exactly.
Shout out, Zach.
We were talking during the break, and Dr. Sim, the reason we're being in is wanting to educate everybody. But we were talking tourism. These candidates that are coming in, these aren't currently Auburn students, not all of them.
Not all of them are not Auburn
and,
students.
And so they're going to be coming in from out of town and doing the tourism thing. They're going to be here for a few days.
Yes, and so they're going to get an Auburn experience. And what we did when we set up the admissions process and the application process was we set up a nominal fee for applying to the program. Mm. And because it is a fee, it has to be used on students. Mm. So we take more than half of that fee and use that for their boarding and lodging and housing when they come here for the day or the night before the interview so that they can get the experience themselves. So right now, over 30 candidates are going to be housed over the next couple of days at the Graduate, and they will get the Auburn experience at downtown and then come and visit us for their interview days tomorrow and on Friday.
So walk me through that interview process with them. So how long will they be with you? Because, I mean, you got...
They'll be with us for half a day. Yeah, and so in that half a day, we are going to do a few things. They'll all come to us, hopefully, 9 a.m. sharp. So I've asked them to be there at 8:45.
Hopefully.
8:45. Judging by the way he was early, they better be early.
Yeah.
Let me just
early,
tell you.
Early is on time.
Four.
Exactly. On so time is late.
8:45 is 9 a.m. sharp.
Right.
And, and
hopefully some are listening.
Yeah.
I hope so. War Eagle.
Yeah.
And
War
so
Eagle.
Following that, they're going to go through a couple interviews with us where they will, we are doing at least two things. And one of them is they're going to be doing a one-to-many interview where one interviewer who is a physical therapist or an MD is going to interview four or five candidates at the same time so that we can talk about clinical scenarios and see how the group acts and works together if they like to see that dynamic. And on the other end is going to be many-to-one, and that is going to be we'll have two professors or two clinicians, physical therapists, to one candidate so that we can talk with them one-on-one at the same time. Having the two interviewers on the other side does not bias the opinion of one person over the other. Mm. So there is a balance on what was actually done or said in the room.
And this is a direct reflection on you guys too, because I mean you're going to be putting these people in the working world later.
Yep.
So
right.
you want to make sure
that they are a reflection of who we are, what our values are, and then 3 years from now, when I walk into a clinic, I should be able to point at the student and say, "That's my student."
That's awesome.
And you will treat my family.
Share real quick. We got time to share his.
Yeah, we got 3 minutes.
Yes.
Oh, we got time. Share the philosophy or the vision of when you or your staff or the faculty or clinicians are interviewing these students, kind of what you're looking for. That was really neat to hear.
Well,
you mentioned the values.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for asking that. The primary thing that I'm looking for, where we are looking for, is that these individuals come to us with the mission and the vision of serving the community. And like I said, when I walk into a clinic 3 years from now, I should be able to point at that student proudly and say, "That's my student. That's our physical therapist." And I'll wait in the waiting room if I have to for that person to get free so you can treat my family. Mm. And that should be the confidence with which our students should graduate from the program. We're looking to set up a gold standard program. I'll digress a little in PT education, because it's not just about PT education. It's not just about memorizing the books. And I joke around with my students a lot when I tell them, don't let school get in the way of your education. Right? Learn the values. Learn how you're going to serve how and apply whatever we're teaching you. And so in that, a few years ago, as I was interviewing and thinking about this job at Auburn, in a dad joke sense of this thing, I looked at AU and I was like, that is the atomic configuration for gold. Mm. At 79, it's gold. And so I came and in a movement of dad madness, I guess, I said we should set the gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
And because we are AU. And everybody was like, yes, we should. Like, oh boy, now I'm going to have to stick with this.
Yes.
You look just slightly to the left on the periodic table at 78 is PT. That's platinum for physical therapy.
How cool.
So
AU PT.
We're going to have to set up and not going to have to. We will set up a gold standard program looking to have the best students coming out of Auburn and Alabama. And looking forward to training the next generation of physical therapists who will serve.
That is awesome. So before we get out of here, anything else you want to plug?
No, this has been a very awesome conversation. I'm so thankful y'all reached out, and good luck with everything. Is there anything from a website or anything to plug just for the public to get awareness about it?
Look for Auburn Physical Therapy. Mm-hmm. We're in the College of Education in the School of Kinesiology. So if you look for Auburn Physical Therapy, all the information is right there on the website. The timeline of development all the way from, it predates me by 3 years. Mm-hmm. We've been working at it for 5 years.
Perfect.
So go check it out. And War Eagle.
This is a wonderful conversation, and this program loves dad jokes. So
yes.
Hey, and shout out Steve Witten, because he's the dad joke king.
Well, I don't know about king.
Did I just give him a little bit too much credit?
He does have dad jokes. I don't know how good they are. So AOTourism.com is where you can find out a ton of information on this. I'll send this interview to Anthony a little bit later on as well. I have it on his site. We'll have it on our site. And Travis, sorry about your shoulder, man.
Yeah, it's honestly crazy timing. I just went to the occupational clinic yesterday to get my shoulder checked out.
Don't tell anybody the story. Come up with a better story than how you heard it, please.
He was fighting
I was fighting a bear at Big Bend National Park, and the only injury I had was a dislocated shoulder. It was a miracle.
Yeah. See, his story got better.
It did.
Sim was, he fell off, he crashed on a motorcycle.
Exactly.
Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, I got to up my game.
Yeah. He tells this story, Dr. Sim, we know how I hurt mine, and I was like, this is embarrassing. I feel bad for it. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Joey Motley coming up next.
The best part of waking up is Ben on your radio. This is Auburn Opelika This Morning.